Okay, book for 12. Today's daf is daf Kuf Dalet in Erevin. We're still on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. The mission, that's where we left off yesterday. We learned the mission yesterday. We'll say it again. The mission says the coin, Shalok Betzmof, a coin got a wound on his finger. Presumably that's the finger that he has to do the vodu with. Korach Alegam, he can wrap it around with a bandage which is made out of a reed. Avlom Dina, that's only in the Beis Migdash because we said Ein Shvus B'Migdash. So the Isser, apparently the Isser of getting a refuah on Shabbos, which is only drabanan, lest you come to grind the elements necessary for the medicine, that is relaxed in the Beis Mikdash. Avlo medina im lotzi dam, if it's in purpose of removing blood, then kam v'kan osur. Why? Because then it's already a personal use. It's not because of the Beis Mikdash. Just you might be in the Beis Mikdash, but it's personal use. Personal use we don't allow. We only allow for, so why is it the first part, why is that not personally used wrapping it up? Because since he wants to do the avoda, it's not proper to walk around with a wound, an open wound, so therefore he covers it up out of covet for the avoda. So if it's regarding the avoda, we say in choice for mikdash, not if it's regarding personal use. Also, we said if you're being motzi dam, it's also an isser of chovil, which is also an isser on Shabbos of drawing blood. That's only if it's made out of a reed, of a tzilsel cotton, but if it's a small bandage, like a bendel or a little girdle or band around there, then I've eaten good. Then it's also for a different reason, because you're wearing extra clothes. The coins aren't allowed to wear four clothes, or the coin got eight clothes, extra good. That's what Rav Yehuda Breid Rav Chiya says. Rav Yochanan says, no, there's no problem with that. The only problem is you're not allowed to have extra clothes is in the place where those clothes, where the four clothes belong. But over here, they don't wear gloves. So if he wears it on his finger, we're talking about etzba, the Mishnah says. If he wears it on his finger, that's not b'makom, the regular begotten. There's no issur to wear clothing over there. As if you put some clothing on a place where clothing don't, where the regular big dekun are not there, that's not an issur. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. So then now notice that he says over here that if you wear any kind of a garment, no matter how big or small it is, in any place where there's not supposed to be begadim, the four begadim don't apply, then it's okay. This is more particularly mishum chatzitza. Why do you say there's a problem over here of extra begadim? That's the concern over here. That's only if a tzitzel cotton is an extra begadim. The Tanakhama of Yehuda Breid Rav Chiya says, oh, extra begadim you can't have. A small reed is okay, but a bend, like a bandage, that's not okay. Like a small girdle is extra begadim. And he says, no, who's talking about begadim over here? Just talk about that it's a chetzitza, because you're not allowed to have anything come between you. It interposes anything between you and the avoda, between his hand and the avoda, is a chetzitza. And it's just b'smol. It could be on his left hand, where he's not doing the avoda. The avoda is only kosher with the right hand. He now may be a min, shlomo kamod, or it's on his right hand, but let's say it's on the back of his hand or the back of the finger, someplace where it doesn't affect the avoda. So that's the answer for chatzitza. But this whole thing, pleaded Rava, this disagrees with Rava, meaning what Rabbi Yochanan said. Because Rabbi Yochanan said, if shalobah makam begadim, any big baguette is okay. This disagrees with Rava, dam Rava, amar chista makam begadim. If it's in a place where begadim are supposed to be, afilu nimamas chotzetzes, because this is a chatzitza. If I have something and I wear underneath the garment where the garment's supposed to be, then even one thread is a chatzitza. Shalobah makam begadim. If it's not in a place where we're going to go, if it's 3x3, then it's a chatzitza. It's not a chatzitza. Now, here the word chatzitza is used loosely. It really means it's an extra beged.
Shalosh
for shalosh, what? Shalosh for shalosh, etzba'ot. Fachim is male, shalosh is etzba, is a nekeva. Shalom makam begadim, shalosh for shalosh, chotzitz. Even 3x3, again, he doesn't mean chatzitza, because it says shalom makam begadim, there's no beged there. So what is chatzitza, what, between the beged and him? It means if it's 3x3, then it's an extra beged. There's lashon chotzitz only because the first part is a filin yamamas chotzitz, that's under the beged. But shalom makam beged, there's no chatzitza there between the beged and his skin. It means over here shalosh, it's a chatzitza, means it's eats or begadim. Pachos b'shalosh ein chotzitz. So you see here that he says where it's not in a place where the begadim go, it's okay as long as it's not 3x3 fingers. But if it's 3x3 fingers, then it's already to begadim. Whereas, what did we say, Rabbi Yochanan said before, that if it's not b'makom begadim, any amount, any size beged is okay. So the Gemara says, Ad Rabbi Yochanan, Vare Plika. So this Rava disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said, Shalom b'makom begadim, any size is okay. Whereas Rava says, Shalom b'makom begadim, only up to 3x3 is okay. So Rabbi Yochanan, Vare Plika, Ad Rav Yehuda Breid Rav Chiya, Minem Plika. Does Rava also argue with Rav Yehuda Breid Rav Chiya? Why? Because Rav Yehuda Breid Rav Chiya seemed to say that even a tzitzel cotton, even a small bandage, Only a reed is okay, but a small bandage is Yitur Begadim. Rava says that a small bandage is okay. If it's not Makom Beged, a small one is okay. Says he argues, says no, Shani Tzitzikot Nechashiv, it's different. Because a small bandage, it's not a bandage that's a throwaway. It's a small bendle or girdle that's kept, and therefore, since it's Chashiv, therefore, you can't wear that even Shalav Makom Begadim. So maybe Rava does not agree with the first sheet of Rav Yehuda ben Avchiya, but he certainly argues with the Rebbe Yochanan. Lish Nachrin, another Lashon, where Rebbe Yochanan's sheet is not against Rava, but it's really the same thing. Again, Rav Yehuda says the same thing, the first shita. Only you're allowed to use on Shabbos in the base of Migdash a bandage made out of a reed. This is considered a chatzitza. Notice he doesn't say havi yitur begadim, but he also means over here yitur begadim.
This has to do with the fact that the Kohanim can't do work with these things. But I mean, if you have a cut or something like that, you're not going to do a voda, then you can do this.
Then you could do it, but then you cannot. Because then it's not mutter on Shabbos in the base of Migdash. You're not allowed to put a bandage on Shabbos unless it's a sekaros nefashos, right? Because refuah is also on Shabbos, lest you come to grind the elements necessary. So in the base of Migdash, if it's in terms of the avodas, they said it's only drabanan, ain't shvus for Migdash, it's okay. So it's only if you're going to do the avoda, it's also. So now we're saying even, but either if you're in the base of Migdash, you're not doing the avoda like you just said, or the case where you're squeezing out the blood, which has nothing to do with the avoda, you're not allowed to. And certainly outside of the base of Migdash, you're not allowed to do anything at all. Question over here is, even in the base of Migdash, isn't there a problem with extra, if you have put a permanent bandage on, isn't that like an ace bandage, something you don't throw away? Isn't that Yitur Begadim? So one says, yes, it is. It would be Tzitzel Katan is a Yitur Begadim. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Yitur Begadim is only in a place where other Begadim are supposed to be. If other Begadim are not supposed to be, that's okay. Rava says, other Begadim are okay only up until a certain limit. So in the first Shita, Rava disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan. And the second Lashon, he had Lashon Achrina, that's the same thing, except he doesn't use Lashon of Yitur Begadim. He says Chotzitz, but he means Yitur Begadim. Because we're not talking about a Chatzitza over here for what? If we're not talking about Malcolm, you do the avoda. Let's say where you put the blood in your finger, you're supposed to do the avoda. There, you certainly can't have a chatzitza. We're talking about of yitur begadim. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar lomer chatzitza pachas b'shalosh chosh elav Malcolm begadim. Because that's why he's lost some chatzitza. Because Malcolm begadim, if you have something underneath there, that's a chatzitza. Anything, even one thread, like Rava says, even one thread, anything under the beged is a chatzitza. Avos shalom Malcolm begadim, but in nashal Malcolm shalosh chosh chotzos. If it's not Malcolm, then three. If you have something 3x3, then it's a separate baguette. Again, Lashon Chatzitza is used loosely over here. It means a separate baguette. And if it's less, then it's okay. Behind the drum, the same thing as behind the drum of Chista. Excuse me. So, of course, the second Lashon, Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Rabbi Machista that, you see, the idea is this. When you have a baguette, there's two kinds of Chatzitzas. There's a Chatzitza, nothing should be between his hand and the avoda. For example, his feet also. Not supposed to be feet, no shoes, no socks. And when he does the avoda, nothing should be between his hand and the avoda. That's one chatzitza. The other chatzitza is nothing should be between his garments, the four priestly holy garments, or the eight garments in the case of Kohen Gadol, and his skin. So here we're talking about, here specifically we're talking, before we're talking about, what about chatzitza if it's on his finger doing the avodah? So he's not doing it on his left hand or a place where he's not doing the avodah. But the main chatzitza we're talking about over here is under the beged. So the Tanakhama now, so we, according to the second Lashon, Rabbi Yochanan and Rava both say the same thing. So it says the Gemara, Lema Pliga at Rav Yehuda, behind Rav Chista, Lema Pliga at Rav Yehuda, Breit Rav Chia, does this shita of Rabbi Yochanan, which is the same as Rava, which say that if it's in the place of the baguette, anything is a chatzitz if you have underneath there. If it's not in the place of the baguette, then up to 3x3 is okay. Only if it's more than 3x3, then it's yitur begadim. Does this disagree with Rabbi Yehuda Brei Rav Chia? Why? Because he said even a tzitzel cotton is no good. That's an extra garment. So there's a shiny tzitzel cotton in the chashiv because it's like a permanent thing. It's like an ace bandage. Even a small thing is considered chashiv and it's considered yitur begadim. But if it's not that, if it's just like a patch or a piece of cloth, up to 3x3 is okay according to Rabbi Yochanan and according to Rabba Rav Chista and possibly even according to the first shita of Rabbi Yehuda Brei Rav Chia. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it says that tzotzol cotton is really okay. Rabbi Yochanan, adashminin gami, adashminin tzotzol cotton. According to Rabbi Yochanan, says that what the Amar tzotzol is also mutter. Because in the first sheet that we saw, Rabbi Yehuda Marav says this, Rabbi Yehuda Marav says, "Lo gilgav al tzitzel katan avi yitur begadim," and Rabbi Yochanan says, "No, lo mitzvah yitur begadim el makom begadim, avo shel makom begadim lo avi yitur begadim." So that's not a problem. We want to say, does Rava? Maybe Rava agrees with him because Rava is not clear. Maybe because he says that Because it's a hush of a thing. Even rubber, even though rubber is a small 3x3 is not a problem, but maybe tilsa cotton is because it's a davar chasha. But Rabbi Yochanan in the first shita clearly disagreed, even in the second shita, because Rabbi Yochanan says lo shalal gamal tilsa cotton chad. Rabbi Yochanan says something smaller than that, lamakam bottom 3x3 is okay. His meaning he says tilsa cotton is okay. So why tell me gun? Why does the mission say that you can wrap it up with a reed, use even a tzitzel cotton according to Yochanan? And says Mishal Gavurch Kamashman, the Gemara must teach us that the reed heals, that the reed is like it has an antibiotic in it. In other words, a bandage, an ace bandage doesn't heal; it's just a piece of cloth. But the natural growing reed, the Baruch Shalom gave in it certain medicinal qualities, and it seeks that it heals, and therefore you cannot use it outside the Beis HaMikdash because you're not allowed to use any healing element unless it's Sekanos Tefashos outside the Beis HaMikdash, or if it's even for personal use in the Beis HaMikdash is prohibited. Boskin Melech HaGabi Kevish. Now what happened was is that, remember the Kevish, that's the ram leading up the Beis HaMikdash from the corner which slept stuff up there like the hides and the wood, we'll see, it would become slippery in the winter when there would be rain. So what they would do is they would spread some salt, not to melt the ice like in New York or Boston, but rather they would put it up there so that there would be more friction. So Boskin Melech HaGavi Kevish B'Shul Shleichik, so the karm shouldn't slip. Umalin Mibor HaGadol B'Gal Gal B'Shabbos. There were two wells in the basement. One's called the Bor HaGola, one's called the Bor HaGadol. These are based on the, you know, when they came from the Golas, they set up those borders. You're allowed to fill up with using a wheel. Now, a wheel, like, you know, that uses the wheel that draws the water, makes it a lot easier than schlepping it up. So you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Be'er HaKar B'Yontif, and a special bear called Be'er HaKar on Yontif. We'll talk about Be'er HaKar. That was outside the base. Mish is a special exception to the rule of Ein Shlus B'Migdash. So, all right, so these things you're allowed to. So the Gemara says, Ramila Ravika, about Prashna Ravika, from Prashna asked this Kashal Rabba, Tanana, Mishnah says, Boskin, Melech HaGavi Kevish. You're allowed to spread salt on the ram, Bishnu Shalachiko B'Migdash. Bishnu Shalachiko, period. That's what it says. Where's the ram? The ram's in the base of Migdash. That's the Kevish. B'Migdash, and you know, it's Mashmah, only the base of Migdash, not throughout the countryside, because it says only the Kevish. So see, you can't do that for a mini. Chotzish and Skalka Migdasham, let's say a courtyard got ruined, you know, the water, it's inundated with rainwater, maybe Tevin, you could bring some straw there, umardavo, and spread it out, make it even, spread it out. So, and that's, of course, on any chatzah, not just in the base of Migdash. So here you see you're allowed to do it even outside the base of Migdash. On Mishnah Mashmah, you're only allowed to smooth out stuff, you know, or add friction, as you say, spread things around, only in the base of Migdash. Mar says, shani Tevin, lo mavatale, it's different kind of straw, because straw, it's either going to be used as fodder or it's going to be used in construction. You're not going to leave it there. And so you're just leaving it there temporarily now in the chutzner, so you shouldn't get all soaked with the mud and the rainwater. So it's not permanent. So you're allowed just to dump it over there. But in the salt and the kevesh, presumably you're not going to leave it there. So the Gemara now says, what do you mean? Okay, what does that help? So the shed tevin, you're not going to leave it there, so it's not like construction, or you're not building anything, you're not leaving it there. Why is salt any better? If you're going to leave it there on the Kevish, Kamosav Albinyam. This is a problem not only on Shabbos, Michael. Mosav Albinyam says, Mosik says in parentheses, Hashem told David exactly how to build the Beis HaMikdash. Nothing more, not a centimeter more, not a millimeter less, nothing. Can't add anything. So, what are you going to add salt now? You're going to add a little extra pavement over there? You're going to fill in? Can't do that. Even not on Shabbos, you can't do that. Your chatzitza is, how can you leave the salt there? You're saying over here, you really can't build anything, right? You can't be involved with that. The question is, this is only in the base of Middash. You can't do it on the Medina, but in the Medina we say you left the chatzar. Oh, the chatzar is different because you're not going to leave it over there. And here you are going to leave it. Vita look and what look, and you're not going to leave it. So it's a chatzitza. So if you're mavatlid, it's a problem of building a more on the kevish. And if you're not mavatlid, it's a chatzitza. How can the kohen walk over there? And so balochas of erma kevish. Talking about the truth is, it is a chatzitza. You're not going to leave it there. You're going to use it later on. You use the salt for koshering the animals or tanning their hide, whatever. But over here, why is it a chatzitza? Because you're talking about you're not actually doing the avoda. You're only schlepping up the limbs up the kevish to the mizbeach, the lava avoda. It's not an avoda. But if it says vakerav, it says vakerav akarayim yirchatz b'mayim, and there's a vikar vakonas to call a vikar mizbeach. And since it's necessary for a kohen to schlep that stuff up, since a kohen must do it, you see it's part of the avoda. If it's part of the avoda, it should be a chatzitza. The kohen should be able to walk on salt. His feet must touch this bare feet, must touch the bare kevish. It's not talking about taking up the limbs, it's talking about taking wood up there. So he's saying that all Amish is saying is you're allowed to spread salt on the kevish, not to add to the kevish. You're not mavatal up there. You're really going to remove it. So if you're doing that, it's going to be a chatzitza for the kohen and walking over there. He said the whole person, they shouldn't slip. The answer is you're allowed to do this when they're schlepping up the wood where it's not part of the avoda. Darush Rav HaChatzar Shneskalkim Mei Miksham. Again, mentioned this case. The chatzar.
Pardon? So that there's no shvus in the... This is just a question.
Yeah.
No shvus in the Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
Only applies to avoda?
Only applies when I do...
No. There are two things.
Yeah.
There's shmos and there's
chatzitza.
There are several things here.
Both the chatzitza. Right. Both apply to doing the avoda. The chatzitza is during the avoda, and that's why you're allowed to do it over here when he's not doing the avoda. When he's not doing the avoda, it's allowed to. And you're spreading the salt there. This isn't even so much as this pizer. Is not even so much like what's the issur involved over here? We're not talking about the avoda.
When you take up the wood.
Right here, we're not talking so much as the shvus as it's mashmit dafka the base migdash, but not that was the kasha. Mishnah says you're allowed to only kevish shalchim migdash b'medina lo. You're not allowed to b'medina. There's the question wasn't so much as the shvus. What's the shvus over here? Before we learned that the shvus is, let's say, the refuah or the shvus is whatever, right? Here we're talking about what about the chatzitza. So he says chatzitza. We're not talking about the b'shas doing the avoda. Then there's the chatzitza is a side problem over here. Putting it there is a side problem. The answer is we're not doing the avoda over here.
In other words, so if you're taking up the wood and you have an ace bandage, it's okay.
Correct. That's not doing the avoda.
No,
you're not leaving it there permanently. That's the answer. We're not leaving it there permanently. You're going to use the salt later on. So why are you allowed to leave it here now if you're not going to leave it there permanently? Because that would be a problem in construction. So isn't it a chatzitza? The answer is not a chatzitza because you're not doing the avoda. And you can't do the avoda when that's going on. Let's say the chatzar got ruined by the water. Maybe tevin mar, you bring some spread, like we said, bring some straw and spread it out. It sounds like you spread it out, with the way you normally do it. You spread it out of the basket. You dump it there and spread it out with the basket. But Rabbi said in the Brisa, Brisa says when you do it, you got to do the shinui. You don't do it with the basket, the lava kupa, not with the box, the lava shuli kupa, with a broken part of the bottom of the box. So Harukum Rabbi Amar. So he went back on what he said, and he agreed with that. So he set up a translator next to him and a Amar of a Darish. Varm Shemaitach Rabbah says this very often. Things that I said to you before, Echem, Tosim Biyadi. The thing I said before, I made a mistake. Tosim Biyadi. Varm Kacham Rishim Rabbelezer. This is what they said, named Rabbelezer or Rabbelezer. Shumarda, when he spreads it out, Einamar de Lobasab Lobakuba, you don't do it with the main basket or box, Tel Bashulka, you do it with the shin, you do it with the broken part of the bottom of the box. Okay. Mamal mi Borgola. So he said you could fill up the water on Shabbos and Borgola. Ula, even with a Galgal. Ula ikla lebei Rav Menashe. He went to Rav Menashe. Now, why is it brought down here? Because we're talking here about making sound on Shabbos. We talked before about using musical instruments. Musical instruments are also because you might come to fix them. But how far did the Yisr go? Ula ikla lebei Rav Menashe. Also, a man came to Tarbabin, knocked on the door. Amar Manhai, who's the guy knocking on the door? By knocking on the door, you're making noise. Making noise is also on Shabbos. Because again, maybe you'll come to fix the instrument or whatever. Manhai, who's this guy doing? Let's go for let his body be desecrated. The Kamachal Shabbos, Machal Shabbos. Amalei Rabbah, so Rabbah said to Ula, right? Some people don't even do that on Shabbos. Some people don't even knock on the door because they're making a noise. Amalei Rabbah, lo asr l'kol shel shir. They only asserted pleasant noise, music. What's in between music and noise? Music is pleasant, right? Only asr l'kol shel shir. That's what they asserted. Lest you come to fix the instrument or whatever, but not just making a noise. Eisvei Abayi says, what do you mean? I'll show you that any noise is usher. Malin b'dyufei, you're allowed to use a siphon on Shabbos. Dyufei is a combination of the word dyo and pi, two mouths, right? You suck it in on one end. You can move, let's say, wine from one barrel to another barrel with a siphon. Umatifen mi'arik l'chola b'Shabbos. And they would use this like as an alarm clock. What would they do? You ever just remember chemistry? You take a pipette, you hold the top, right? The stuff doesn't come out of the bottom, right? That's how they do it, right? So here what they would do is they would take an instrument like that, have perforated holes in the bottom, and close the top, then the stuff wouldn't come out. As soon as you open the top, the stuff comes out. So what would that do? The holes at the bottom, you would open it up and you would let that run onto another metal pot underneath, and that tip, 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 tip was a noise it made. It was like an alarm clock. So it's Matif, and they would let these things drop me Arik from an Arik Lechola for a sick person on Shabbos, right, to wake him up. So it's Lechola in the Bari Lo, you only have to do it for a sick person, not for a Bari. So what do we speak about? Hechidami, Lav Din Nimar, we speak about for a healthy person, you can't do that. Only for a sick person because he's not well. Aren't we speaking Lav Din Nim? Aren't we speaking about what? Where he's asleep, the Kumbaba, so you want to wake him up. So you see, you can't use it as an alarm clock on Shabbos, even though it's not making a pleasant noise, you're waking him up. Now, why do you do? So why are you allowed to do it for a sick person? Why don't you just wake him up, you know, bang his head, because you're going to want to scare him to death. You know, you want to do it gently, so you use a small. So what do you see here? It's only mutter for a cholah, but for a healthy person, you can't make this noise, even though with this instrument, with, you know, we're not talking about singing with your mouth. Singing with your mouth, unfortunately, that's mutter on Shabbos, right? But with an instrument, you can't make any noise at all, even though it's not music. Shema mina luda kol osri. So you see, any sound you make with an instrument is osri. This is low. The tir v'kaboy levem. It's the other way around. He's awake, and you're present to sleep. When you put him to sleep, you need it with a lullaby, right? The Mishtamaki called the Zumzuzi. You make the noise of a Zumzumi. Rashi says it's like symbols, but it doesn't really mean. He means, some Farshim say it doesn't mean just symbols. He means it's like a tingling noise, a little tingling noise. You're making a pleasant sounding noise. That's why it's Osir. Eisvei, Hamasharim Perosav Neves. Let's say you want to guard your fruits from the birds, and you don't want them to attack your fruits to your field on Shabbos. You love Nechaya, or your gourds, because of the wild animals. Mishamar kedak b'shabbos. You watch uvavad as you just stand there. Make sure the animals don't get there. And as you scream at them, veloshay yisab. Don't clap your hands while you top of, and don't beat your chest. Veloyirakid and don't dance keder shayis os mecholanetz. Don't do a lot of noise. My time will have to come holy calls them because you're making a noise. The call it a call, and that's not a pleasant noise. Amracha b'ayakum gzeir shemitol tzor. The reason why you shouldn't do it is because we're afraid maybe you'll take a rock. You know, you first make a noise that doesn't work. You pick up a rock and throw it at the bird or whatever. That's already throwing from a shisur yachad to a shisur rab. That's the reason why it's usher, but not because. In other words, we're saying is making a noise is not usher. Only making music is usher. Belharam yirav nashim sachas. Those are women who play with. They had some sort of a game. They played with nuts on a flat surface. You know, some sort of a game that they played on Shabbos. Right. No, so Marcus Uzukadashim says they play some sort of game. What's that? What's that? Mahjong? Yeah. I don't know. Guys, listen. Usher, my time, what's that? It's lavi kamolud, coalition, because you're making a noise when the nuts hit one another. Kolod kolosser is low. Dilmas la shwigum. The reason over there is because we're afraid they're going to make a flat surface. They'll come to build, but they'll flatten any holes in the ground to get their flat surface. That's the reason why it was prohibited. Dilotem ochi. Haram yudarab nasum sachs. They're allowed to use. Play with apples on Shabbos, or this that they play with apples on Shabbos is also Hasamai Kumarikolika. There, then I guess the noise of nuts makes a noise, but apples hitting against one another, I guess it's like a thud. It doesn't make a noise. Why is that also? Elodim Maslash Fumas. The reason is because in order to make the flat surface to roll the apples or roll the nuts, that's why it's also on Shabbos. Tanan. Back time is, why is this all brought down here? Because our Mishnah, is Malmi Bargol, you're allowed to fill up water from the two boros in the basin of Baragol and Baragol, but Galgal with a wheel on Shabbos, B'Shabbos. So he says, but Mikdashem, you're only allowed to do it in the base of Mikdash, but not in the countryside, my time. Lav Mishim Dulot and Kolos, because by using a wheel makes a lot of noise. It's not quiet, you know, they didn't have a real oil wheel well, and it makes noise. And this is the reason, because making noise is also, even though clearly the sound of the wheel is not music, it's just it's a large sound. Says, "Lo, that's not why." The reason why you can't use a wheel on Shabbos except in the base of Mikdash is because we're afraid, since it's very easy to draw a lot of water with a wheel, and it's easy to draw the water, you might come to also to water your garden or your ruin. And as you'll come to wash or use it for water in the garden on Shabbos, that's why we don't allow you to use a wheel, not because of making a noise. Amemer, Sharlamem of the Gilts of Mechuzah. In the town of Mechuzah, he allowed them to use a wheel to draw water on Shabbos, presumably for drinking or whatever. Amar, my time, goes Rabban. What's the reason Rabban say you shouldn't use a wheel on Shabbos? Shami Yamalik and Asl Chavoso. Because maybe since it's so easy to use to draw water with a wheel, you'll come to draw much more water than you need. You'll use it for your garden or for your ruin. They had no gardens and no ruins. It's keeping the causes. Once he saw the Kataru Belkista, once he saw that they used that water to what? To steep flax. They step the flax. Some Rashi gives, some have a gives of Istigasi Bunsa Kusman, like spelt. Then they used it for soaking, which is either if it's flax, it's already like it's like a told of lush kneading, or it's a told of zorei in the case of a regular grain. So Starbakistos then he asked, then he asked because you see it's also not good. Now, any time they're going to get water too easily, they might come to do an isser, and therefore we don't allow it. When we bear our cars, so he says you ought to use the carrots. The other things were in the base of Migdash, so they were making on the base of Migdash. So they say in Shvus Migdash. Even on Shabbos, we said you're allowed to use it. It's not so much a Shvus because we said even in the countryside, you're allowed to spread straw on the chutzur to make sure you don't get your feet wet on Shabbos because you're not leaving it there permanently. You're going to use it afterwards. So you know, it's not a problem. So, but you're allowed to draw water in these things. And generally, you can't use a galgal. That's the second part. That's already Shvus because the second part of the mission is a clear Shvus. Don't draw water to the wheel, lest you come to draw too much water and use it for planting or for something which is also on Shabbos. Berakikar on Yontif. Berakikar was not in the base of Midrash. Why did they allow to use something not in the base of Midrash? My Berakikar, what is Amr Shmuel Bor Shehikru Alav Varim? That they called many psukim. Assuming the Habanah that Kar's Lashon are reading psukim. They brought proofs from psukim, the Tiru, and they were allowed to do it. They were allowed to. What is that? That was the Bor that they... When they came from the Golus, they needed wells when they went up to the base of Migdash, and they were mevatel, the shvus of drawing water with a galgal, and they only allowed this one. There was a certain one in the north when they came from the north or wherever they came from, they allowed them to use this well on their way up to the base of Migdash, even though it was not in the base of Migdash. They allowed them to use this one. Why is it called Kar? Because they called many psukim about that if they were Meisvei. Lo kolabaros karos either. They did not matter all the boros hakaros. It's mashma that it's not just this one. Elazubavad. They were only matter that particular one. Viamrchiik rudvarim ale. If it's because they called, it's called kar because they called psukim about it. They read psukim. They brought proofs. Maizubavad. What do you mean bavad? It says boros hakaros. Mashma. There are many. So karos is not mashma that they brought proofs about this particular bor. Elam Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak bear mayim chaim. It means. A spring, a live running water, natural spring water. Shenemar kehikir bayer mimemel, like the bayer, that's the be'er, like it flows, makes its waters flow naturally. Here the kehikir could mean flushing of makor. Rashi says, like it has a source to it. The source is deep underground. So just like the spring. Waters run naturally. It's the same way her evil runs, continues to run. That's what the pasuk speaks about over there. But the point is that kar here means that it flows naturally. Gufa lo kol habaros karos atira elazubavad. They only were mata this one. K'shaol ben agola, when they came up from Golus and they went up to the base of Mikdash, chanu aleh, they camped there. In other words, they stayed on there and they discussed the neviim shemnei mitiru itiru aleh. And the neviim, as she says, chagis charmachal was matarit for them. Says the Gemara, lo neviim from not really those neviim, ela minig avosam yedam. There was a minig. Farshim say that it means the rabbonim of that generation. But minig avosam yedam. But Farshim shat sounds like minig avosam yedam. It wasn't the neviim then, but they had such a minig that they had always used that well. When they came to go up there to go up to the base of Mikdash, even though we say ein shvus b'mikdash, and this is not in the base of Mikdash, we said the other day something that's holy. Even outside the base of Mikdash, we were disputed whether that's really allowed to also. Maybe Shvus Mikdash means anything applies by Mikdash. So here they allow this as a special case. Not all bars, but this one, they said this one is necessary because in order to have water, in order to be able to make the trip to the base of Mikdash, they were mounted to this particular well. You might find in later days that they needed other wells also, but they were only mounted to that one. Minig of a semiotum, that's what they went with, and they weren't matzer any others. All right, tomorrow Mitzvah Shem we'll try to finish up. We'll start from the Mishnah.
I always try.